Mrs. Hill, baby 11 weeks.
Couldn't that ask that then? Oh, yeah. Couldn't that ask?
He also starts to reach out for things now.
Yeah, I was just going
to
ask you.
Now he knows what to do with his hands. Yeah.
So who?
Like he'll do that and he'll also...
But is it, do you think it's really purposeful? Like he knows what he's doing? Or is it just an accident that suddenly it gets near his hand and his hand closes and it's in his hand kind of thing?
No, he does go for things.
He really does?
Yeah. Because he knows what he's doing with his hands now. Go on then.
Does he ever let you know how he's feeling? I mean, just not by accident, but purposely, if you know what I mean. I don't know how really to put it. Sort of, I don't know.
The only thing that he'll let me know that he wants really is his bottle.
Hmm.
Or if he's missed his nappy.
Here it comes.
Spit it out then. Spit it out. Yeah, okay. You're a grunty thing, aren't you? What is it? He's got it, he shakes and what have you.
What? I asked this last week to another mother, and I'm beginning to wonder. I'm not making any judgments or anything, but I'm just wondering, like, how often do you really sit down and play with him during the day? Because I would...
How often?
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe, you know, your husband might do it more than...
Oh, no, I play with him more than him. Although, well, when he comes in the afternoon, he'll sit and play with him, and he'll get up now and again and play with him. But I do mostly play with him.
What kind of things do you do? Do you think you can get him going?
Well, he sort of gets himself going. You know, he's stubborn. If he don't want to do something, he'll not do it.
What kind of, do you have little games that you play with him at all?
No, I just mainly sit here and let him do his own thing and talk to him, that's all. That, and he keeps me occupied by keep being sick, don't you? Hey. Yeah, then. Does he keep putting his hand in the way?
No, the reason I asked is because when I...
know what he wants to do now, he wants to come out. Do
you want to take him out?
Well, he'll just sit and look around there.
You think you can get him interested in some of this stuff? puppets and things.
I'm going to go space.
Because I'm really interested in sort of how he, what sort of things he does when somebody's talking to him or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Well, that. He's looking at it anyway. You haven't seen that one before, have you? Have you listened to that other tape?
Which?
The second one.
The audio or this one?
The audio one.
No.
No. I was wondering if you've got a load of crying on it or not. As far as I know, you shouldn't have.
No, honestly, I haven't had the time because it's so long.
Yeah.
What I do is I take it back to the university and I play it back just to make sure there's something on it.
Mm.
And then I put it away. I should start doing it pretty soon because...
Smiley, that's it now.
Why, was he crying a lot that time?
No, not as far as I know. That's just it. I didn't think that there should be much crying on that, except towards the end. It was in the morning.
Talk to him and see what he does.
He just sits and looks at you. You don't respond, but he'll cry.
He doesn't sort of try to answer back yet or anything like that.
He does sometimes, but it's very rare. You know, he's... Well, he's funny. He'll not do something you want him to do. It's going to make him sneeze. What's it doing? Is it smacking you?
Hello.
guess it's brighter, isn't it? Quite a usual smile like this.
Do you ever, trying to think of what else, do you ever sort of pick him up and throw him around a bit?
No, I don't like it. It frightens him.
Because one of the other mothers said that she doesn't usually, after, you know, we tried this a bit, she said, well, I don't usually do this, I usually pick him up and, you know, and then he gets going.
No, he don't, him. Don't know why. I suppose some babies like it and some don't. You don't like to be thrown. Crack it, that stops for a while.
Mm.
I don't like that, it's hungry. Do something then. Talk to me. Tell me what you've been dreaming about. You were telling me earlier on, wasn't you? He woke up crying this morning. I could tell he'd been dreaming.
Mm.
Because he was sort of doing it in his sleep, and then he woke up doing it. And dreamed about something. What was you dreaming about? Hey? Was it me making you wait for your bottle again? Was it? See, that's what he'll do sometimes, isn't it? You just had your bottle now, haven't you? And you stay in kidney. Yeah, you didn't like it, did you? Oh, good. Oh, you're a monkey. Poor. Don't know why I bother getting you dressed. Leave you in your scrubs all day. Hey. Oh! Oh, okay. Now you've got it cups, haven't you? Must be upsetting for a sort. You get fed up with them, don't you? Gee, he is a sicky baby. Maybe it's because he makes a pig of himself. Now what you got?
I hate to laugh because I know the baby's probably not very comfortable, but it's funny to watch him getting
around, you know. They don't like, I know that. What is it? Nasty. Have it. Are they nasty? Yeah. Tell me then. At least you'll not be sick again now. Oh yeah. Are they annoying you? For a bit and see how he...
Yeah, looks like
that. Matt, isn't it sound on that and all, is there?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
There's a microphone here. This is a little piece here, is a microphone.
There, then. Now you'll just have a good look around, won't you? Please. You'll not look at me, will you? Daydream. That's done it.
What happened?
Yeah, if you'll just look around now. Oi. Key. Oh dear, they do sound violent. Nearly jumping off your knee, aren't you?
Does he ever sort of watch you when you talk to him? You know,
sometimes. When he's in his chair, he will. Yeah. And sometimes you can try and look at him, and he'll be turning his head like because he don't want to look at you. He tries to get out of your way.
Well, because sometimes I've seen sort of the baby's watching his mother as sort of trying to figure out what's going on, it almost seems. Mm-hmm. Well.
He watches, but when I'm talking to him, you know, he'll either watch or he won't. Who's that man, eh? What's he doing? Taking pictures of you? Hey. It's raining outside, isn't it? Feel these little lips going up and down.
Thank you.
He's watching you move around now. What's he doing?
You're
a human.
Yeah, they all do. They all seem to watch me with the camera. I'm very fascinated by it.
Yeah, must be.
And maybe it's not. It doesn't necessarily have to be the camera. It's just somebody else across the room who sits there.
Yeah.
Oh, those poor hiccups. Poor baby.
I know, it must be horrible for him. Wish there's something you could gain to get rid of them. It's only wind, isn't it, though?
Yeah. It's just funny that there isn't anything you can do. Mm.
Oh dear. Watch that man. Watch him. See, you don't want to look at me. You just got a glimpse and look straight away. Now you've seen the light, haven't you? What is it?
No.
Hey, what is it? Yes, Tara. Well, perhaps we can get your daddy to talk to you. He'll feel a smile because he's just come in. Come on, make him smile.
Hi. Oh, boy.
I'll put him in his chair. Getting restless there, aren't you? Yeah, your daddy will talk to you now and make you laugh. I thought it smells like you'd mess you up in a minute.
Charles, what are you using?
Them what?
Charles.
Charles,
what are you using?
Yeah.
Daddy.
Hey, dear. What's the matter? What's the matter with you, eh?
What you got to say?
Yeah. You got hiccups?
Huh?
Today. Faces at me.
Sometimes it looks like he's really trying.
Yeah.
You know, like to say something. Thank you.
Yeah.